Well, it's a feint which led to a swoon.
Ooh.
And a sexual awakening at the age of 12.
Interesting distinction between fainting and swooning here, but I'll leave it up to you, yeah?
Yeah, it was in an art class.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 12, we were cutting up bits of cardboard, as you do, with a kind of silly little craft knife.
I don't remember cutting up. I suppose so. I suppose you can, yeah. Yeah.
One of these ones, a bit of plastic with a bit of metal on the end, and I was cutting through it, and it snapped in half.
Mm-hmm.
And went into my finger.
What, the blade?
The blade, stuck through. A little bit was sticking out the other side. Sorry if it's a bit nasty.
No, it's very funny.
And so we had to pull that out. That wasn't the thing. It didn't worry me at all.
No.
And the teacher says, stand by the tap and run it under the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just standing there. And the next thing I know, I wake up in the arms of the art teacher, hugged to her breast.
Well, they were good art teachers. I'm upset at the moment. Good morning to Gail Wass. Gail, W-A... No, as opposed to Jonathan, W-A-S-S, Gail Wass, who was my art teacher, and many a heart beat faster. What was your art teacher like? What was she called?
Well, she was tall and blonde,
mm-hmm.
long haired. I can't remember this one's name. She was only in the first year at school, at senior school. I can't remember her name now.
I remember all my art teachers, except the male ones.
I remember Mrs. Dolby later on.
Mrs. Dolby?
Yeah.
Oh. Could never hear Miss Dolby coming, could you? Yeah, I know. You're leaving. She could leave the room without any noise at all.
Yeah.
But poor old Gail had to put up with years and years of schoolboy humour because we were schoolboys. Because she used to run the photography class as well. And the rumours that flew around about what went on in that dark room. Poor old Gail had to suffer. She knew. She had to suffer it all. But eventually I joined the photography class. And she never guessed what went on in our photography. That's what went on in that dark room. Who would have guessed it? Sly old boots. I think, who was your art teacher, Mark?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, come on.
How
can you lose your cherry and then not remember who it was?
No, it's a terrible thing, because I never really did art. We had a person who was an art teacher in my school who was a certified lunatic who used to explain to you how to be disciplined, how to be good, by taking your head and ramming it in. Uh-huh, you had a great big buckets of clay, the dry clay, and he'd put it in clay, and he'd say, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, of course.
So you stay away from the art department.
That's what they teach you in college. Andy, you still there? Andy? Oh, Andy, I want to ask you what the experience was like.